My people, I want to welcome you to Youngster 101 Podcast. One, two, mic test. So boys and girls, today I'm going to tell you about, something I hate. And for those of you who know me, you know I don't hate a lot of things. I don't hate anything at all, actually. You know? But this thing I hate, I'm gonna tell you. The thing I hate is goodbyes. I detest goodbyes. I don't know, I just don't like saying, and when I mean goodbyes, I'm not talking about when you're saying to someone, oh, see you later, see you tomorrow, so not those kind of goodbyes. I'm talking about goodbyes as in, saying goodbye to a person and you don't know, you're not sure when you're gonna see them, you know, and sometimes you may never see them again, those kind of goodbyes. I absolutely detest them. I only had a few of those in my life, but I dread them. Or even when you're changing to a new job, and you have some good friends in your old job, and you have to say goodbye, and you may never get to see them again. Do you know that kind of your goodbyes? I hate them. I hate goodbyes. I'm trying to think now. When was the last time? The last time I had to do a goodbye like that was I did the J1 in America, and so at the end of the J1 I had made loads of friends and I had to say goodbye. Do you know, actually, have a great story to tell you about that. In fact, I'll tell you. Here's a story never heard before. I probably told many people, very close people, this story, but never heard before publicly. A story of how I got arrested in America. True story, based on a very true story. And what I'm not a bad guy, so I don't even get in trouble regardless or anything like that. But I got arrested in America. Madness. But you know what? I'll tell you from the proper beginning, right? So this is how the night started. I finished work and we were all going up to the club. Yeah? So this is me, got ready, all that. We had a few drinks before. We went up to the club. I was wearing a plain white t-shirt, and for some reason in America they don't let you in some clubs with plain white t-shirt. I don't know why. If anyone does know why, please let me know. So if you know why they don't let you in the club with plain white t-shirt. So the bouncer was like, "How? You can't get in there with plain white t-shirt." And the effort of going back home to change, it was too much an effort, so I was just wearing a t-shirt, so I tied the t-shirt and made it turned into a belly top. Yeah, so imagine me tying my t-shirt turned into a belly top, so it looked like I was wearing a belly top rather than a white t-shirt. And yeah, that worked. I got in, got absolutely smashed. Great night. Yeah. And we're going back to the campus we're staying on, but it's a gated campus, right? And you need ID to get in, campus ID to get in where your rooms, the bedrooms are. And there was security in front of the campus and they were checking everyone's ID. So I got in, the group of friends, I was wait. We all got in. We had ID, and some lad after us didn't have his ID, and they wouldn't let him in. And like he was arguing, and this is like American police, and they were arguing. They're arguing. Then he didn't start fighting, and he tried to take one of them. They're gone. So it starts pepper spraying everyone. Became like a mini riot started. Like they start pepper spraying everyone. Pepper sprayed me, whatever. Then I was already in the campus. So like basically had nothing to do with me. But you know, everyone's noisy. Like I wanted to see what's going on. So I got pepper sprayed. Then I realized, shit, this is getting serious. Let me get out here and go to bed. Yeah. So I start running to go to my block of housing, and I fell, hurt my shoulder. Remember now, this is after having a night out, and I'm pretty sure I was drinking tequila's neat, no mixer that night. But anyways, I was running towards my block of my housing, and I fell and hurt my shoulder, and it hurt like a motherfucker. I say it was fucking dislocated, to be honest with you. Yeah, got into my room, grand. That was grand, chilling in my room. Then, like, I was locked. Probably 40 minutes later, I decided I needed to go to the toilet. Got up somewhere. The bathrooms were, like, communal bathrooms. So they were, like, in the center of the housing. So, yeah, like, you have to leave your bedroom to go to the bathroom. So I left my bedroom still wearing my white pepper spray t-shirt and whatever I was wearing. And guess who I run into? The police. The police were looking for whoever were involved in that little riot out there. So they seen the pepper spray on my t-shirt. They start asking me questions. Oh, were you involved? Where were you? Blah, blah. Amongst me trying to explain to them, they realized that I was drunk, extremely intoxicated, may I say. And they were like, oh, how old are you? And I was only 18 at that time. And they seen my ID with my age and were like, yeah, you're under arrest for underage drinking. Because in America, you have to be 21 or 22. 21, I think. To drink. Be able to drink. And I was only 18. So, yeah. I was arrested. Yeah. My first time ever getting arrested, by the way. But I was arrested, brought into the cell. And I had to spend the night there, like... And this is like a true story. There is like witness to this. This is like, this happened. And there's witness out there. Some of them might be listening to this eventually. They can say, yes, this happened. But yeah, I spent the night in the jail. Yeah, then I got out of jail. Went to the housing, washed up, cleaned. Then I had to go to court. Like 2 days there. Then now this is scariest shit ever happened to me in that court, man. So like we go into court here at the entrance of court. They fucking search if you had guns or whatever. Search, walk through security barrier, blah blah blah. Then the courtroom itself, it just looks exactly like the one Judge Judy. Exactly like that. Like the way the stool stands and you can stand. And people are sitting behind you listening to you the whole, all about your private story. So I got into court, it was like maybe 40 people. And the judge was really at the front. And the setting was basically like Judge Judy, like I just said, yeah. And the judge calls your name, and you walk up in front of everyone. He reads the files, he gives you a sentence, he gives you a fine. But your whole case is said out loud in front of everyone. Right, so I was just waiting for my name to be called. Time passed. All of a sudden, at the front, very front, the side door opens there. And there's like four police officers walking in with this lady, big ass, I mean, she was huge. She was wearing an orange jumpsuit, her arms shackled together, and then the link in between leading from her ankles to her hand. That proper man, she looked like she was a thug, right? And there's me sitting there, and all I could think of is, this woman is gonna, someone's gonna try to burst this woman, break this woman out of jail. She looks like a proper thug, like someone who killed 600 gangsters or something. Yeah, someone's gonna try and break her out of there, and they're gonna shoot up this whole place, and I'm gonna die. I honestly believe that. I believe there and then someone was gonna shoot up the courtroom to free her, and I'm just gonna die there. And I was ready, like, at the age of 18 years old, I was ready to go. Do you know? So that's all I could think about. And to make things worse, the officers, four officers that were with her, they didn't look like officers that will fucking stand up like and shoot people. They looked like people that run off, like, do you know what I mean? And they look worried as well. So about 5 minutes passed, and the officers were whispering to each other, and all four of them got up and took her away. So then my heartbeat calmed down a little bit till my name was called, and I stood up, and then he was right to start reading my file. It was like, underage drinking, and then he read, he's like, oh, you're from Ireland. I'm like, yeah. Then they called me up close, which means like I could leave the podium in front of everyone. And I went up close to him, and then he started talking to me. He's like, oh, he's been to Ireland, and he started describing some history about the Halfpenny Bridge, you know. And I was just like, yeah. Do you know? Like, entertaining your man. Then I was like, oh, he's gonna do me solid because he likes the Irish. But I have to behave. So instead of me getting an offense, but it'd be difficult for me to get a visa again, they're gonna put me on parole. I don't know if it's exactly parole. No, it's not parole, it's like probation, something like that. Yeah, where I have to check in every week for like 2 months. Make sure I don't, I'm not in trouble. And if I get in trouble within those 2 months, I will be charged with that, underage drinking. And then I had to pay a fine like $200. And that was it. So I did that for the whole 2 months, checked in with them. And then after my 2 months, well, I didn't get any letter to say you want your charge or not. It was just agreed if I don't get in trouble, I won't be charged. So I didn't get in trouble, so I wasn't charged or anything. But yeah, that's my story about me spending a night in jail and being arrested, and then also thinking I was gonna die by a gang trying to break out the bus, you know, and all that at the age of 18 years old.